And now, joining us via wireless technology is the great Gordo, who is out and about here at the Texas Motor Speedway in the infield, talking to NASCAR fans. Gordo, come in. Do you have us?
Gordon's not here yet.
And who might this be?
This is Killer, but hey, here's Gordon now.
In the air. That was great work there, Killer.
Okay, we got a brief, brief glimpse of the broadcasting genius of Killer. Now, Gordo, do you have us?
Yeah, I got you. You got me?
Yeah we have you.
All right.
Hey, by the way, just to kick off the festivities here, it's being reported by our very own Rich Phillips that moments ago you went into the ladies' bathroom. Is that true or false?
I did. I actually walked into the ladies' bathroom.
Did you see anything?
I was let out of there by a scream. There was a woman that screamed at me. How are you ladies doing?
Oh, great.
Well, why do you look so distracted? You look like you don't want to talk with me. Now you have the towel wrapped around your head. What are you doing, like an Osama impersonation?
Yep, that's what I'm doing.
Did you just take a shower?
Yes, I did.
Oh, that's hot. Did you girls take a shower together?
No, we didn't.
Oh, okay. Separate showers? Well, how long have you been awake this morning?
For about an hour.
Where are you from?
Big Spring, Texas.
Why are you giggling so much?
I'm going to go. Thanks.
Oh, come on. Don't you want like a joke or something?
No, I'm good.
No? Okay.
Bye.
All right. Well, bye. How you doing, ma'am?
Good.
Okay. Another one to talk to me.
All right. Now, where are you exactly?
Okay. This is this a big race or something? Because I swear there's more RVs out here this time than they were last time.
I think it's the most I've seen out here.
I mean, there are RVs. Well, I'm right in the middle of the infield, and I am completely surrounded by these RVs. And I got to say, the quality of these RVs, not as great as last time.
Really? I saw some really nice ones.
Well, now that I'm getting to this, apparently I was in the ghetto over there before, but now as I'm moving this direction, I'm seeing a lot of those really expensive $100,000 numbers, which always surprises me. I mean, how are people affording these deals? George?
I don't know. I don't have one.
Boy, you guys look beaten down this morning. How you doing, sir?
Tired.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Gordon Key, the Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We're live on the air here in Dallas, Texas. Are you from Dallas?
No, Northern.
Could you give me a better explanation as to where?
Sherman, Texas.
What? Oh, Sherman. Okay, yeah.
Over the Bearcats.
Now, how many did you guys drink last night?
Well, sure.
How much did you drink?
Sure. I don't know. Didn't count them. Enough.
I'm having fun, aren't we?
Good today.
Yeah. Now, you have the zipper scar right down your chest. What's up with that?
I had open heart surgery.
How old are you?
43.
My God, what'd you have surgery for?
I had a heart attack.
Have you ever smoked?
Yes, still do.
Why are you smiling?
Because you've got that mic in my mouth, that's why. Go over and talk.
So you're not worried about having another heart attack?
Well, sure, I'm worried about it.
But that hasn't stopped you smoking and drinking?
Well, no.
Okay.
You get up and mow your grass when it's tall?
I do, yes.
Does it worry you?
No.
But you still go mow it, don't you?
Yeah, okay.
That's the same deal.
Got you there.
Now, you're wearing a camouflage cap, right?
Yeah.
Are you really on Team Real Tree?
No, I really bought it to go deer hunting.
Oh. Your friends love your sense of humor here. Now, I'm going to talk to your friend over here. Now, what style of shirt would you call that?
Huh?
What style of shirt would you call that?
A shirt? A tank top?
Tank top? Now, you have two different tattoos, and they're monochromatic.
Oh, I got them when I was in the service.
You did? What's the one on your left bicep?
I don't know. That's a dragon and an eagle.
And then what's on the right bicep?
Armadillo.
It's nice. It's nice. Now, I notice you have a lot of freckles and a lot of questionable moles. Are you concerned about skin cancer?
Nah, I got psoriasis, and the doctor told me the best thing I can do is get out in the sun.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of veterinarian are you seeing as it for a doctor?
Oh, it's some kind of skin doctor that's out there in their boondocks.
Now, I'm assuming by the particles I'm seeing in your teeth that you dip.
Yeah.
What's your brand?
Red Seal. Cheaper one.
Well, that's nice. Would you guys like a few jokes?
Do what?
Now, I'm looking at you, sir, and now I know that your tattoo here on your arm, what does that say?
RV.
That is the most homemade-looking tattoo I've ever seen in my life.
I did it when I was 12.
when you were 12?
Yeah. Yeah.
You gave yourself a tattoo?
Yeah, I did it my own self.
What did your parents say?
I hid it from my mom from a long time.
Uh-huh. And what did she say about it now?
Well, not much she can.
Why are you laughing at your mother's death?
No, my mother did. My mother's alive.
I'm very confused. Now, how did you get this injury on top of your shoulder? You got a very nasty-looking scab.
Fell off the back of a truck.
It's classic.
Ah, these people.
Yeah, it hurt, too. Where are y'all from?
Dallas.
Oh, Dallas.
Does it hurt?
How did you fall out of the back of a truck?
I drank it a little bit. Just fell out of the back of the truck.
Was the truck moving?
Yeah. It was running down the highway. About 20 miles an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
Were you standing up?
No, I was sitting on the tailgate. No boy shifted, and I just fell out. It wasn't funny then. We're going to have a good day down here.
Yeah, yeah.
Good day for a race.
Moving right along. And what kind of hat you wearing?
Little E. Dale Earnhardt Jr. All the way.
Who's the Big E?
His daddy, but his daddy dead.
Oh, really? What happened to Dale Earnhardt?
You seen the bad crash. Hit the wall. That's it.
Don't make Earnhardt jokes. Careful here.
I think we've all seen that. All right, would you like a joke?
What's that?
I got some redneck jokes.
Do you? Well, look at me.
What state are you from?
Texas.
From Texas? You know anybody from Alabama?
No.
Okay, good. I'll make a joke about Alabama then.
All right.
Guy from Alabama passed away and left his entire state to his beloved widow. Did you hear about that?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, she can't touch it until she's 14, though.
Sounds about like Alabama.
Yeah. What's that?
You ought to get up on top of a bus.
Why would I want to get on top of a bus?
Yeah, that's our bus right there.
Good Lord, that's your bus?
Yeah.
That looks like about a 1950 GMC school bus.
It's a 66 model.
And who owns it?
I do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Is that your primary vehicle?
Yeah, I drive it to work every day.
Oh, what kind of work you do?
I work at Magna Fab and Howe.
Is it a law firm?
No. I'd be on Peterbilt trucks.
Okay. What's your name?
Randy.
All right. Thank you, Randy. How old are you, Randy? About 63?
Hey. I don't want to talk to you.
How old are you?
God damn, you insulted me now.
Well, how old are you?
50.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Damn.
All right. That's Randy. How you doing, sir? You having a good time out here?
So far, so good.
How was the race? Has the race already happened?
No race yet.
Oh, hadn't happened yet?
Got one tonight, one tomorrow night.
Uh-huh. Now, what's your relation to these dudes?
I came down from Missouri to hang out with them on the weekend.
All right, you're from Missouri. Are there any rednecks in Missouri?
Hillbilly is what we call them up there.
Hillbillies, okay. Well, God bless. You married?
No.
You're not one of them guys who likes other guys, are you?
No, definitely not one of those.
What do you call them?
Not me.
Okay. All right. Thank you for passing up on that opportunity. All right. Thank you, sir. All right. I'm going to move on. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
So that guy's, that school, is he driving a school bus?
A school bus. It is a school bus. And what they've done is they've welded a platform that extends the entire length of the school bus on top of it. So they got the director's chair sitting up there. And there are 10 flags that are off the top of it. And I mean big flags. One of them is American flag, one of them the Texas flag. And then you got Dale Jr. and Texas Motor Speedway flag and Jeff Gordon flag. It is unbelievable, their bus. It is
so
incredible.
Inside the bus, have they reconfigured it to where they can sleep and all that?
Not too much. I mean, it looks like it's pretty run down in there. It looks like something the Manson family would be getting around in. God, just the maddening hum of these generators is surrounding me. You hear all that?
Yeah, that would drive you nuts.
God almighty. All right, here's a shirtless guy with a big belly carrying two bags of ready ice. This ought to be good. Here we go. Boy, tattoos on the arms all over the place around here. Hey, there you are. Yeah. What's happening? What you having there? What you having for breakfast there?
Coffee.
And?
A cigarette.
A cigarette. Oh, that's all right. All right, where'd the ready ice guy go? How you doing, sir?
Got small bags.
Is that your ready ice?
Yeah.
I want to talk to you about your tattoos. What do your tattoos have?
Harley Davidson, and that's Jerry Garcia's hand.
Jerry Garcia's hand?
Yeah.
How do I know it's Jerry Garcia's hand?
He's missing the middle finger.
Oh, where did he get that? Doing the misapplying the shocker?
His older brother cut it off when he was a little kid.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Oh, jeez. You guys ever cut off a sibling's digit?
No.
Okay. I have. All right, I was talking to these guys wearing cowboy hats over here. They're outside an old school bus, too. Hey, you boys own the school bus?
No, hell no. I'm somebody ain't ours.
What's that? You guys in this thing over here?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Rusty.
Rusty, we're live on Dallas Radio covering the race here. Where are you from, Rusty?
Big Spring, Texas.
Oh, good. Yeah. We meet a lot of people from up there that way.
Oh, yeah.
How would you describe your hat, Rusty?
Black and big. How would you describe it?
Well, like I described my men.
Tom.
Hey, don't get Tom over here. Tom's not going to kick my ass, is he?
I'd love to. You better
Rusty, you got a big scar on your face. You in a fight?
Lots of them, man.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd you get that one on your face?
Oh, I got cut by a knife.
Were you at a bar?
No.
Where were you? Home? Wasn't a lady did it to you?
Yeah.
It was?
Hell yeah.
Like an ex-wife or current wife?
Ex-wife.
You can cuss. We don't want to cuss.
Yeah.
So a woman cut you in the face while you were fighting, and you were married to her at the time.
Yeah, I was.
Did you guys have more than one fight, or was that your only fight?
Oh, plenty of them. Plenty of them.
What would you fight over usually when you were fighting?
You name it. Don't know, man. All kinds of stuff.
Well, you had to remember, did the cops come out when she opened up your face?
Oh, hell yeah. I went to the hospital.
Did she spend any time in jail for that?
No. I didn't press charges. I'm a nice guy.
A nice guy, but you obviously argued with her enough for her to pull out a knife.
Swords like
that. Oh, yeah? No, I didn't argue. She's just kind of crazy, man.
Well, you have to remember what she got mad about.
Nah, I don't. Don't know what it was.
Where were you standing in the house when she cut you?
I wasn't in the house. I was outside.
And she comes up behind you and does it?
Nah, she's just right in front of me.
What kind of knife was it?
I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
I'm not the cops. You don't have to.
No, I don't know.
I think you're omitting key details here.
No. She may be listening, man. She come back for some more.
Now what? You all right?
Nah, I'm good.
Okay. What's in your mouth?
Copenhagen.
It's breakfast.
Have you eaten anything yet this morning?
No. Copenhagen.
Yeah.
Fixing to right here.
What you guys fixing? Some veggie omelets?
Nah, we're gonna make some bacon and eggs and potatoes and onion.
You getting your coffee ready there?
I'm trying to.
What stuff do you like in your coffee? Do you drink like hazelnut coffee and you like creamer?
Bailey's. Yeah.
What about Obama? Are you going to vote for him again?
Oh, hell no. Never voted for him. Won't do it.
You didn't vote for him the first time?
Oh, man. Nobody in Texas voted for him.
You don't believe in hope and change?
No.
Would you like a redneck joke?
No. Tommy, if he can tell you a redneck joke, don't. Go ahead, take him out when he does.
Oh, Tommy's going to be mad if I give him a redneck joke.
Yeah.
A gun?
You guys aren't from Mississippi, are you?
No.
Okay, well, this is about people from Mississippi. It's not about rednecks. Did you hear about the new law that was recently passed in Mississippi?
Nope.
That when a couple gets divorced, they're still cousins?
Cousins? Yeah, I've heard about that. All right, dude.
We're having fun, aren't we?
You bet.
All right. You ever castrated an animal?
Plenty of them.
Okay, well, I'm going to move away from you now. Thank you, guys.
You bet.
Oh, my God.
Man, this is so much better than any 840-bit because it's real.
How is it that everyone you run into has a very full-throttle life?
One guy fell off a truck. Another guy stabbed.
Fell off a truck because he was drunk going down the highway.
Well, the old boy shifted. Well, he wasn't ready.
Huh. You gotta see how torn up that dude's shoulder was. I mean, it looked like roadkill on his shoulder.
Yeah.
All right, here's a guy. What time is it? I don't have a phone.
Yeah, maybe package and we'll come back with more.
Yeah, if you want to, but I'm telling you, this crowd's turning on me out here. I brought some jokes for a little levity, but they ain't going for it.
All right, hang in there. We got time for a few more minutes. More Gordo from the infield here at the Texas Motor Speedway coming up next on The Ticket.
I'm going to hide under an RV.
Coming up tomorrow, Grill and Gordo is out in the infield amongst the NASCAR fans with the wireless for more fun. Come in, Gordo.
Hey, guys, do you have me?
Yes.
We got you.
During commercial break there, the crowd turned a little hostile towards me, and so I sought refuge in our broadcast truck, which kept me safe for a little bit, but I guess I'll head on out. Hey, how you doing? Talk to some people a little bit more, because there's some people over here that are hostile to me. I'm going to walk quickly by their trailer and go over to the one that I've been informed has their own stripper pole.
They don't like you because you're
a
city
slicker. Is it inside or on down?
Inside.
Inside this one? The next
one? Who's giving you this information?
What?
Right there.
Where?
On the puppet.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, gotcha. All right, now I'm looking. You got to see this stripper pole. They even have a whole DJ PA system set up right outside there. They got this huge flatbed fifth wheel, right? And there's a stripper pole coming up right through the middle of it out of the corrugated metal. And they have a light, a strip club light, that's mounted there on the base of this fifth wheel. God, look at this thing. This is white trash heaven, and it's surrounded on each side by an RV. So they've been having quite a time here. There's a dude who's inside this one. Is this yours here? You got two of them?
Yeah.
I'm Gordon Keith of Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. We're live on the air in Dallas right now.
Hey, good morning.
You from Dallas?
I'm from Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fort Smith?
Yeah.
Yeah, never heard of it. Okay, did you bring this stripper pole with you?
It was just here when we got here. We towed it down, yeah.
Now, who built this thing?
Well, the car hauler. We had a couple of contractors drill a hole in the bottom. I make a concentric hole so the pole would fit down in there and lock in nice and tight. And it is to specifications, by the way.
What are specifications for a stripper pole? It has to be anti-back every once in a while?
Down here in Texas, they got to hold all kinds.
Uh-huh.
Big ones, little ones, so.
So how heavy a stripper will that hold?
We've had about three or four of them on there at one time, and it hasn't collapsed yet. So,
what about for a single stripper? What's the weight limit? What's the heaviest woman you've had on there?
I think we probably had one push 350 down here. You know, it is Texas, and everything's bigger in Texas.
Jeez,
hey,
you had a 350-pound woman grinding up against that thing?
Yeah, we did. I know. You know, it was really late. You know, it's kind of one of those after two kind of things.
Mm. Now, what about this sound system you have here? Do you own the sound system?
Actually, it belongs to the guys in this camper right here.
Uh-huh.
But we're kind of all one big party.
Wait, you have strip club lights mounted on the back of that RV?
We got mushroom lights, man. We got the whole thing going on here.
Do you ever? What's your name, by the way?
My name's Mike.
Mike, do you ever just step back and say to yourself, man, this is all a little trashy?
No. And let me tell you. The one night we were sitting here, and I don't know if I should say this on the radio or not, but, you know, it's early, so. I was sitting here at the table running the music, and I turned around at Robbie Gordon standing here in my campsite. And he sat there for 2 hours talking to me while...
Robbie Gordon, notorious Motown producer? Or?
NASCAR racer.
Okay.
NASCAR racer. So he sat here. You know, it's all in good fun. I mean, you know, it doesn't get too rowdy most of the time.
Uh-huh.
So, beads here, little beads there.
Have you had sexual intercourse since you've been here?
I have not. At least not with anybody else. How's that?
Oh, no.
I just want to give you a little something funny there. No, actually, I haven't.
Now,
definitely not with a 350-pound Texas woman.
What's the biggest woman you've been with?
I mean, I don't know. I can't say that because...
You're married now, right?
Yeah, I didn't weigh them, so...
But, I mean, what would you estimate is the heaviest
I like to stay in the one, you know, the 150 to 160 weight class and below, so...
But what's the heaviest you
mean? Probably 180, probably. I like to be able to bench press my own weight, so, you know, I got to stick with that.
Been with a black woman?
Have I ever been with a black woman? Yes, I have. In high school, which was a very, very long time ago. But
any different than the white woman?
Nope. Same way.
What's similar about them?
They all had the same parts.
Oh, God. I gave you an opportunity there. All right, well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks for coming by. Stop by tonight when the party's going on.
You guys
going
to drink tonight?
Again, yes.
Again?
Yeah.
You drank last night?
Did you not see all the beer cans laying on?
No, that's all right. All right, take care.
Hey, have fun.
All right.
He's a quick-talking guy and everything. He likes to talk to you and have a good time with you.
All right, hold on. Go this way. Oh, my God. I just rounded the corner of a huge F-350 King Ranch Super Duty truck, and I came upon the, well, I guess I should arrive at the scene of the largest skillet you've ever seen in your life. I don't know whether this is like a production model or they specially made this. It's called the Lil Bubba because it's painted on the outside, and it is a skillet that's probably 6 feet in diameter. Is this yours?
Yes, sir.
Did you make this or did you buy it?
I had it built for me in East Texas. Pretty cool.
It is absolutely huge. How big is this thing?
This one's about 6 feet from rim to rim. The one over on the midway we're using in our booth is 7 feet. So this is a smaller one.
6 feet across, and it's got the skillet. Why do you even put the handle on it? No one can handle this thing.
It's for show. I mean, otherwise it'd just be a big walk.
And you have to tow this thing around.
Yes, sir. It's got a removable hitch in the front.
Golly. Now, this is, you ever seen the movie Idiocracy?
I can't say I have.
Okay.
But I probably can identify with it.
All right. Well, you may be in the sequel.
Okay.
Because they enjoy big things like this.
Cool.
Now, where are you guys from?
We're from Fort Worth area.
Oh, okay. So you're a Fort Worth guy. I'm on the ticket. You ever heard of the ticket?
I've heard of the ticket. Are you Gordon?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. What's your name?
Keith. Keith Houchin.
Keith Houchin?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, good to meet you.
Friends of mine, Doug.
I didn't really ask about them.
Danny
Keith.
Don't really care. They own the campsite, so they let me put it here. So they're worth an honorable mention.
Very nice of them. And what about, where are all your black friends? I'm noticing a lot of white people around, but not...
I left my homies at home. You know, what can I say? Yeah, maybe tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Thanks, man.
All right. Have a good one.
Okay. Thanks.
Is he cooking up a nice breakfast of skull and Copenhagen in that skillet?
Yes. I've not found anyone who's eating that much talked about veggie omelet that was referenced earlier in the program. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to find out how many vegetarians are out here.
So you're telling us you haven't found anyone having a veggie omelet with hazelnut coffee?
No. It is unbelievable, man. Everybody, all they do is consume beef and beer 24 hours a day.
And tobacco.
That's all Rich is going to do. Start tonight.
Can I interest you guys in a shirtless guy in jorts with a gray ponytail? Cigarette going. How you doing, sir? Man, you guys are the man. Look at you.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Freeport, Texas.
Man. And, what you guys cooking up there? Looks like you got a veggie omelet happening.
We got some eggs and we got some wild sausage, and it's all good in our neighborhood.
Yeah. Now, what kind of shirt would you describe yourself as wearing?
None.
You just out in the elements. How long you been growing the back of your hair? Because the top of your hair, you're balding.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible, isn't it?
No, it's fine. It's fine. How long you been growing your hair out?
My whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Basically.
Now, have you had breakfast yet?
No.
What you got in your left hand there?
Cigarette. And coffee. Got to get me going. I already had my shower.
What's your favorite? You've had a shower?
Yeah.
Really? Your smell would belie that. That means that you have had a shower.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so what kind of cigarette are you smoking?
Marlboro.
Yeah. And what kind of shorts you got on?
Well, I don't have any idea. Ragged.
Now, I see you have a badge there hanging off your short. You're not really a police officer, are you?
I can't afford the pay cut.
What kind of work you do?
That's a key chain.
What kind of work you do?
I do body and paint work on cars. People wreck them. I make them look new again. Mechanic work, whatever it takes.
What's your name?
30 years. Scott.
Scott. How long you been smoking?
Oh, gosh. 40? No, 35.
35 years. How old were you when you started?
Too young. 13. But I did stop for a time.
Did you?
Yeah.
You ever been married?
I am married.
First woman?
Yes, first time married. Been married 21 years.
There you go. I like to hear that, Scott.
You bet. Hey, 21 years of...
What about dental work? Against it in principle or...
Dental work?
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with dental work.
Oh. Yeah, kind of like body work on a car.
Yeah, you got to keep your teeth good. Keep them
Hell
clean.
Yeah.
I mean, without your choppers...
Then what are you? I mean, you're like a guy without choppers then, right?
That's right. That's right. I mean, hey, how can you eat steak?
Yeah.
I like steak too much.
Okay.
You were here last year.
Like what?
You were here last year.
Yeah, that's right. Did I talk to you last year?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, good.
I think you did.
I was just seeing if you were still married.
I'm still married. 21 years.
All right. Where do you guys go potty number two?
Right around the corner, there's a porta-john right over there.
Okay.
You need to use it?
No,
Oh.
Is that a Hispanic friend of yours?
No. I'm the whitest Hispanic you'll ever meet.
I was about to say. I have Hispanics out here.
I think we're peppered in every now and then down the track here. And that's what
you all right, Scott?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you just...
I had a rough night last night.
What happened?
A little too much to drink.
How'd you get the scar on your face?
This one?
Yeah.
Dog bit me when I was a little kid.
Really? What kind of dog?
Dachshund. Most vicious dog there is.
Did you chase him down and kill him with your own bare hands?
No. No, I was just a little kid.
Oh, well, I mean, when you became an adult, I mean, you've always harbored
No, actually, my wife has a dachshund. And doesn't that beat all?
Yeah, it does beat all.
Yeah. But, oh well. That's all right.
That's a good conclusion of the story.
Yeah. You got it, buddy.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
All right, thank Gordo.
All right, we done already? God, there's a guy with Hitler hair over here wearing boxer shorts, and that's it. And he's walked outside his trailer, which has these huge, big-ass JVC speakers mounted to the side of it. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine, doing fine. You decided to go without a shirt this morning, huh?
I just woke up. Yes, sir, I did.
Really? And I notice you're rehydrating. That's nice.
Yeah. Water's the good thing.
You party pretty hardy last night?
It's about 4 o'clock this morning.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Are you rooting for NASCAR out here?
Yes, I am.
Really? What's your favorite thing about NASCAR?
Hanging out with my buddies and watching the race. That's pretty much it.
Where about you from?
East Texas, down by Canton.
Uh-huh.
Canton, Texas.
Sure. You on Highway 19 there between Canton and Athens?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Sorry, brother. I'm halfway here.
That's okay. That's okay. What you guys going to cook up for breakfast?
Probably ham sandwiches and chips and hot sauce.
That sounds good. And you guys playing washers down there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Sure enough. Sure enough. Now, you own this thing?
My buddy does. He's up in there.
And what race are you rooting for this weekend?
Tomorrow's race, I think.
No. What racer are you working for, rooting for?
Oh, probably either Casey Kane or... Man, I'm so messed up. I don't even remember.
That's okay. That's okay. And what kind of music you listen to? You like hip-hop?
Country music.
Jay-Z?
Jay-Z?
Yeah.
Ooh, Johnny Cash.
Huh?
Johnny Cash?
Johnny Cash?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your time.
Bye.
Hey, who's our Secretary of State?
Don't get me to lie. I think they... Are they...
What?
Obama?
No, that's okay,
president.
Thanks.
The president.
Okay.
Don't get me lying.
Oh, gosh. It's salt of the earth, Giorgio. Salt of the earth out here at
that's
the
right.
Texas Motor Speedway.
Nice
I always love coming out here and talking to them. Isn't it fun?
It is fun. Good job, Gordo.
Hey, thank
Good
you, boys.
Job.
Gordon Keith signing off from Texas.
There's the award-winning Greg Gordo out in the infield talking to the NASCAR P1s. 8:52 here.